Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor.
Thanks.
Read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers.
Yeah.
I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency? Yeah, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter.
Nope.
I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Well, good afternoon.
Hey, Bitcoin Maxis. It's the Tokens Radio Show.
Well, good afternoon. Hope everything's going well. This is the Tokens Radio Show where we talk about all things crypto, blockchain, and Web3. My name's Christy Matthews.
I'm Linda Kent.
How you doing, Linda?
I'm doing pretty good. And you?
Doing great. We have Liam working the booth and monitoring the chat. And
doing all the things.
Yeah, doing all the things.
Trying to keep us in line. We were running kind of for the microphone today. We weren't paying attention like we should.
Well, we've all got right. A rant that we're going to continue on here in just a moment. So you can find us on Telegram and Twitter at Tokens Radio Show. That's at Tokens Radio Show, and the chat room is open at kcnr1460.com. Give us a call at 530-605-4567, and Liam will be there to answer the phone. And if you've missed any of our prior shows, you can go to tokensradioshow.com, and you'll find a lineup of shows there probably for the last 8 shows or so.
Yeah, and you can also go on to KCNR.
That's correct.
1460 and go to the archives and get all of our past shows. So,
yeah.
And share them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, before we get going, why don't we hear a word from our affiliate partners?
When investing in cryptocurrencies, why rely on some YouTube influencer when a team of experts are available from Crypto Confidential? Crypto Confidential is a subscription-based service providing expert, unbiased cryptocurrency analysis. Their team has successfully navigated their global subscribers through some of the most difficult bear markets to date. Your Crypto Confidential subscription includes expert analysis, 2 monthly AMA virtual meetings with the team, a private members forum, invitations to member-only events, and a monthly print publication. Use our link to enroll in this exclusive membership with a hassle-free 60-day money-back guarantee at tokensradioshow.com/CC. That's tokensradioshow.com/CC.
There's nothing like a day at the lake during a hot, rutting summer. But don't you get hungry when you're out there? Stop at Dill's Deli and pick up lunch to go on your way. And who wants to cook after a day in the sun? Stop at Dill's on the way home for an amazing barbecue dinner. Eat in or to go. Dill's is open till 9 Monday through Saturday and 7 on Sunday. When you're hungry, head for Dill's Deli, home of the Dirty Pig and the Pig Vicious. Dill's Deli on Caterpillar Road also offers catering and is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Come in today.
For some reason, that Dirty Pig sounds appetizing.
A lot of things run through your mind when you hear Dirty Pig, you know? But they have great food over there.
Yes,
great people.
They sure do.
Yeah.
I see that you've got a great word here for the week, and there's been a lot of this type of activity in the last few days.
Yes, there has. So what we're speaking about is CryptoWell. It's a cryptocurrency well, more commonly called a crypto well or just a well. Usually we refer to it as just a well, you know. And it's in the cryptocurrency community, terms refer to individuals that hold large amounts of cryptocurrency. They're the ones, you know, a lot of times when we're talking, we're going, they gobble up. That's the wells that we are referring to. Usually, they have enough cryptocurrency that they have the potential to manipulate currency valuations.
Huh. Oh, say it's not so.
I know. Does it kind of sound familiar with other things, you
yes,
know?
Yes, indeed.
With the value and everything and making, you know, propaganda or making the markets look a certain mm-hmm. way, you know?
When we're zigging and they're zagging.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, cryptocurrency is just the same, and we've talked about this many times, as like the stock market or
right.
gold and silver or any asset like that that has a potential of having value.
Right.
We know gold and silver do, that they manipulate the market.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
and a lot of times people will go, oh, it's going down. I lost money. Or, oh, it's going up, you know, whatever case
right.
it is. And it's just those people, because they have so much power with what they hold,
right.
can make the market do whatever they want. Elon Musk is a good example of this.
Right.
You know, people, you know, he was accepting Bitcoin, and then he sold it off, and everybody's like, oh, it's got to be bad. Elon just sold, you know, whatever the amount was, so we all should sell our Bitcoin. And all he did was drive the price down
and
made people sell stuff off. And guess what? He came back as a well and chopped up a whole bunch more of Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, and he also ended up selling because of ESG, which we're going to talk about here pretty
soon. That is
soon.
True, too.
So he was influenced in a different way to sell his Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's not because he wanted to, that's for sure.
So achieving wealth status in the cryptocurrency space is subjective. Imagine that. In most cases, the community seems to agree that a large percentage of the available coins make an account a well. In general, wells seem to account for more than 10% of the total number of specific cryptocurrency. So, just let that sink in a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that makes me think of a few things. You know, we haven't talked about XRP and the big players involved in that, and I'll just name a few. They're big banks. Let's just
yeah.
put it that way, and you might call them whales. And you look at, well, you know, the people that say that they don't own Bitcoin, but yet they go out and they buy a bank, a crypto bank, like, you know, Warren Buffett, you know, I don't know. So these people do have ways of influencing the market in a very big way. And, here's a cool website. I don't know if you've seen this, Linda. It's called Fiat Leak. Fiat Leak.
FIATLEAK.com.
Oh. And it's really cool because what it will do is show you the flow of cryptocurrencies coming in and out of any country any time of the day because it's a 24-hour process. Cryptocurrency is a world
currency.
I have
seen some of that, yeah.
And it's really cool. And if you happen to choose Bitcoin, that's the one I like to follow the most. When you see big bees, you know, you see lots of little blips that are going from one country to another, but you see big bees.
Yeah.
Those would be considered whale moves. And
ah.
you can also see, the size of transaction that they're making too. So you have to really look at the website and get familiar with it, but it is really, really cool. So if you haven't seen that one, I'd recommend taking a peek at that one.
And that's a good comparison. With the fiat money
mm-hmm.
and Bitcoin.
Right.
For the people to make a visual with it. So anyway.
Yeah.
So now you should know when we refer to wells what we're speaking of.
Yeah.
And it's not just individuals. It could be companies.
Right.
A lot of different ways that could happen.
If you own a lot, you have the potential of moving the market. And it's just like you say, whether it's silver, gold, stocks, bonds, whatever the case is, you can move the market and have some significant
yeah.
say in what's happening.
And we see it all the time.
Yes, we do. You know, last week we talked about Bitcoin. And is it a hedge against inflation or what? And so we talked about that quite
mm-hmm.
a bit at length. And if listeners did not hear that conversation, go back and listen to last week's show because we did explain what it really is a hedge against the overproduction of money supply. And whether it's fiat, currency, bonds, that type of thing, which is really loans against us, taxation, it is still, it's a hedge against that. And so take a look at that, because Bitcoin has real use cases, and regardless of what the zaggers are telling you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
Yes, for
sure. You have to look beyond that.
So, Linda, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Are we in a recession?
How come I knew that was probably going to be one of the words that we went over this week? Well, let me back up. Do I answer it with my definition of recession was yesterday, or what the government says the definition of recession is today?
Well, why don't we listen to a couple of clips and see what they think?
Okay.
Liam, would you play cut 5, please?
I would love to.
Thank you, sir.
We are not in a recession now.
The evidence is strong. We're not in a recessionary period.
The data over the second quarter is not consistent with an economy in recession.
And why is it that White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
Okay. That's just kind of the setup.
All right. My definition, we're in recession.
Yes.
The definition has, until in the last few days, has been the same definition for over 50 years.
Well, it has been until it has been changed. We have been completely and grossly gaslighted on a number of things. And we do happen to have a couple of other little back and forth between Jean Karine, whatever her name is. She's just such a buffoon. our spokesperson. And I so respect the job that these people are doing, but this job is not something this person should be doing. But as I digress.
Yeah.
Liam, can you cue up number 6, please, and give that one a play?
So as you talk about plans on the other side, it was this president's plans that contributed to inflation, right?
No, it was not.
If things are going so great, though, then why is it that White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have White House officials come up here to say, no, that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition. That is not the definition.
Right. Said in 2008, of course, economists have a technical definition, which is of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
I can tell
and
you this.
Yesterday he said two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of a recession.
It is not. It is not.
Why did he say that?
It is not.
It is not. It is not.
Yes. So should we hear the rest of that and play cut 7, please?
The textbook definition of recession is not two negative quarters of GDP.
Okay. Point made.
It is not, but she doesn't give what she thinks it is. It's just absolutely ludicrous with these people.
Well, it's technically not a recession, Linda. It's been redefined as what we've all known to be recession is now a technical glitch. It's now technically not recession based on the definition that has been in place for 100 years.
I would say at least that. Yeah. And then my understanding, too, is not only have they changed the definition of recession, but the definition of definition.
Oh,
these people just don't stop, you know.
Yeah, you know, they get into, it feels.
Oh, boy.
Can we talk about weather broadcasting? Have you seen the weather maps lately?
Yes, okay. I have.
Back in the day,
have a lot of heat going on and flooding things.
True. Okay, I'm old enough to remember when they didn't have the graphics. Remember Pete Giddings from Channel 7 News in the Bay Area? And he was the big weather broadcaster.
Yeah, I do remember, too.
Okay, and they had the glass boards. And yes. They had the maps, and they would write.
Yeah, they would have to write and then slide them and bring the next map out.
Right.
Yes.
See, that's how old I am. Okay. So
I wasn't going to say I was that old, but
okay. Seen a lot of this stuff over the years. So it's kind of cool when we had some new graphics and, you know, trying to make the news a little bit more entertaining and
more informative is what it's supposed to do.
Sure, and more aesthetically pleasing to the eye. So, but what they've done is, and this just really is a pet peeve of mine, is that it feels like, okay, it's 80 degrees, but it feels like 85. Well, who gave them the permission to say what it feels like? Who determines that?
Well, it doesn't matter because I feel
it's 100 because 80 is pretty hot.
You know, it's based upon how I feel. Come on now, Chris, work with me. So, it's just my feeling. You have to go by how I feel. That's the important thing, right?
Well, our leaders don't feel like we're in a recession right now.
Can't even really call. Do they have feelings?
Well, they just doesn't feel that way because apparently we put 9 million people back to work who, you know, 20 million were out of work when we had the, you know, the big, the vid. Okay.
Right. But they can't even get those numbers straight because if you look around in our own communities.
Right.
And you look at businesses and you help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. So, who got employed?
Well, and quite frankly, there's like 3 million people who just left the work roles. Well, remember one that little change, one little thing that they just felt like had to be changed a few years ago when you're employing, when you're recording employment numbers? The numbers got changed that if you were out of the workforce for a year, you just didn't count anymore.
Wow.
So, we're
so I feel that all these people, you know, are in good place, you know.
Right.
They're in a good place.
You know, and you're not in a recession unless unless you're feeling like you're in a recession,
well,
right?
You know, maybe they're not feeling it, but I know you and I are feeling it down here at this level.
Liam, are you feeling like you're in a recession?
Oh, good Lord. Costs me $95 to fill my gas tank.
Yeah, no recession there, huh?
Obviously not.
Did you feel good when you saw that $95 come up?
You know, there's
sure
nothing more fulfilling to me. Nothing.
I mean, how crazy
is
that?
And bacon. You can't touch bacon. All right? I feel really annoyed that I cannot buy, well, I won't buy bacon at $12, $13 a pound for a bunch of belly fat. I'm sorry.
Not happening.
It tastes great, but that is recession. And because I'm not buying bacon, I'm feeling like I'm recession.
So can I get assets? Can I get things? Because I feel. So, can I go in the store and say, I feel like you should give me that bacon because it's $13 a pound? I feel that. I mean, that's the way they think.
Oh, and they're not feeling it because they're so out of touch with the rest of
us. They don't give up.
They're getting, who knows, payouts. I would just think that they're just so dirty, horrible people who are pulling the levers of change right now, and they don't have our permission.
Yeah, and they probably aren't feeling it up at their level. They're not doing without. They're not sacrificing anything. But us little people, they're taking away our food, our supplies, our gas is getting where we can't afford it.
Yeah,
they're trying to, you know, take our money in more ways.
Well, yeah,
than we can think of.
Well, in this recent thing that, let's go ahead and create more stimulus, which is not inflationary now because it doesn't feel like inflation. But we all know when you increase the money supply, you
that's
have inflation,
happened,
which is why you should have some Bitcoin. But we're going to go ahead and tax the people. We're going to tax corporations to pay for all of this. But do you think corporations are not going to pass that down to us?
No, they wouldn't do that.
Oh, jeez.
You know, that brings up a very good point that this is one that just is the interest rate. Okay?
Mm. Okay.
Now, you explained to me how when you raise the interest rate, that stops inflation. So you mean to tell me if I have to pay more for something, that stops inflation?
Well, it stops demand.
Well, yeah, it stops demand.
Because there's an imbalance in the ability to produce a product to meet the demand. And so you have inflation. Because we put too much money out in the system, like feel good, because it feels good.
Because, here we go again, because it feels good.
We want
good.
You to spend everybody so it keeps people working, and it created this demand. Some people didn't need the stimulus that we were given.
A lot of people didn't. But what could you do?
You went out and spent, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like
I won't tell you what we did with ours, but
I'm not giving up my secrets either. Yeah. But again, so you're going to raise, so we have to pay more money for a product, but that's not inflation.
And what they don't realize is that, okay, if it's not inflation, then why are the people on the lower rung of society in terms of income capabilities or, you know, their ability to get a good job or whatever, they're the ones that are getting impacted the most.
Yeah, and haven't we heard this before? Isn't this kind of like what happened in 2008 in the bubble? But back then, we didn't have as many alternatives or options to help ourselves get through this as we do now. Like with Bitcoin.
Well, you know, you brought up a good point, and I think, and that's such a good segue. So I want to read the first Genesis block.
Okay.
But you're right. I think what happened in 2008, we didn't see this thing coming. We really didn't.
No.
Bitcoin wasn't there yet. It was just being developed. But we had these previous recessions, and they were getting more severe in their impact to the economy, and they were longer lasting and they were more deep. Took longer to recover from them. But as we've been doing a deep dive into all of this and looking into this like good investigative people would do, we've learned that it's because our monetary supply has been diluted for very many years,
yes.
Long before the gold standard was ever removed. And really what we're doing is that we've kicked the can down the road so far. We used to hear the terminology, hey, we're just going to kick the can down the road, and that would be the argument between the left and the right.
Well, that was always when it came to budgets,
yes,
too.
Well, we kicked the can down as far as it can go, and it hit the wall, and this is where we're at right now.
We're at the cliff.
We are definitely there. So let me read the Genesis block. This is really interesting. When Bitcoin the first block was minted, okay? It says this. I'm going to move the mic over here. It says, the times is 3 January 2009, Chancellor on brink of a second bailout. So if Bitcoin wasn't developed as a means of bringing on a new monetary system, why was that even minted into the block for it to be there ever and ever and ever? It's there permanently. You can't change this.
Right.
There's definitely a message there. And look at everything that we've learned since this has come about. And listen to the gaslighting. Right now we're hearing Bitcoin bad. Bitcoin's bad against the climate. But, you know, we're collecting enough, cow gas and everything and being able to collect it and actually use that methane to mine Bitcoin. You know, not on a large scale, but they're doing it in New York, you know, one of the very places that they're going Bitcoin bad. And they're doing it there.
Yeah.
We're able to capture this carbon release and use it to mine Bitcoin.
Right.
And carbon neutral.
And to your point, you know, Bitcoin bad. You know, you got people like Apple and Google that are scamming the people under Bitcoin, air quotes, you know. They're scamming, okay? But they're not telling people it's a scam. So now the mainstream media is making it sound like Bitcoin bad. Well, what part of scam aren't you understanding here? It's not the Bitcoin, you know, that's doing it. It's Google and Apple that are doing it.
Well, it's because Bitcoin's such a threat to the existing system. I have to flash on this. Did you finally get to see that commercial, the Google creepy guy commercial?
No, I haven't seen that.
There's a guy who's really creepy looking, and he comes up over your shoulder, and it's got the song playing, I'll be watching you.
Ooh.
I wish I could remember the exact song because I'm under pressure right now and I'm not remembering it, so I'm having a brain lapse. But the entire commercial goes on, and I'll be watching you over your shoulder. And it's like total creep. And the guy plays creepiness really, really well. And it's so, so typical for Google. And it's promoting another browser, which is just as creepy as Google.
Right, yeah. People don't realize.
It's a quack browser.
All right, I guess with that, we will go to a break, and we'll pick up this conversation on the other side.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And we're back. And the world is in a tangle. When I was picking music, it's been a long time since I heard anything like that. I mean, we're going back in time. If you know who that is, you'll know what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah. Well, our number is 530-605-4567. Give us a call if you'd like to opine or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And there's a word from our sponsors.
Tokens Radio Show has partnered with Swan Bitcoin. We are Swan Bitcoin customers and chose them because Swan is, well, easy to work with and inexpensive. Set up a Bitcoin savings plan and never miss out on the dips. It's perfect for both new and experienced Bitcoiners. Get the free book, Inventing Bitcoin, the technology behind the first truly scarce and decentralized money, and earn $10 of Bitcoin when you use our affiliate link, swanbitcoin.com/tokensradioshow. That's swanbitcoin.com/tokensradioshow.
The new 32 Below ice cream shop realizes that ice cream is more than just ice cream. Remember when you got good grades and mom would say, "All right, we're going to ice cream." Remember when the team won? It was like, "We're all going to ice cream." How about an ice cream date with the one you love? Yeah, ice cream is definitely more than just ice cream. It's a celebration. But guess what? You don't need a reason to go out for ice cream. You just need a cool place that's open every day of the week. That place is 32 Below Ice Cream Shop on Caterpillar Road, right next to Dill's Deli. 24 flavors of ice cream, shakes, malts, or soda floats, cookie sundaes, brownie sundaes, or the classic banana split. At 32 Below Ice Cream Shop, we believe life is a celebration, and anytime is a good time for ice cream. 32 Below Ice Cream Shop at 5136 Caterpillar Road next to Dill's Deli. Open Monday through Saturday, noon to 9, Sunday, noon to 7. 32 Below Ice Cream Shop. Anytime is a good time for ice cream.
Yeah, anytime's good for ice cream. And on that note, in Dill's Deli, we have an event coming up this Thursday, August 4th,
yes,
at Dill's Deli, which is Crypto Trivia Night. And we'll be there from about 6 to about 7:30. We're going to be doing games, and we're going to have a 50-50. Bring the whole family. You can do dinner. Then, you know, even while it's going on and you've had dinner, you can take the kids next door, grab an ice cream, and come back. And we'll be talking crypto. All things about crypto, you know. Having a few games.
Right.
And there'll be prizes. And, you know, I just want to let people know, no matter where you're at in the crypto world, so to speak, what level, whether you've been a long time, you understand it, you don't understand it, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's not like a classroom and you're going to be graded upon where you are. We're there to try to educate. So if you have questions, concerns, need help, that's what we're there for.
Yeah, it's going to be very lighthearted, easygoing. It's an opportunity if you're new to cryptocurrency. Maybe you're just curious. You just want to come check it out. Come and check out the kind of people that are in this movement. And it really is a movement. And it crosses all paths of life. And whether it's not a political statement in any way, it's really about your own self-sovereignty in terms of where you stand monetarily.
Right. And this is people helping people.
It is.
This
absolutely
is people to people, peer to peer.
Right.
And peer doesn't mean that you know, all at the same level and everything. It's just me to you.
Yes. You know, I'm just,
everything aside,
when you mention family, I'm thinking about Divvy Daddy's young
daughter,
Abigail.
Yeah.
She's 10 years old, and she shows people how to set up a masternode. And she, just in her wonderful way of explaining things, it is so simple. And that's that's really what we're trying to do here with these evenings of crypto trivia, is just to bring conversation, meet new friends, and to start learning more about this new monetary system that is happening. It is happening, right?
Yes, it is.
Whether we want it to happen or not. And believe me, it's happening much faster than we think it will happen, because look at the executive orders that have been passed and what's happening in the Federal Reserve right now. There is a new monetary system coming. And if you haven't done any research on ISO 20022. Take a look at that, and you do your own research and come back and tell us if you don't think that this is real or not.
Right, and like I say, we do know that there is going to be another type of currency.
Yes.
And
the battle,
you can either get caught up in the machine. I mean, you know, because we do know the government's going to come out with their own currency.
Yeah, the
CBDC. It already has happened.
Right.
Yeah, and other places are trying to.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you have to be caught in that trap.
Well,
we want to make it so you have the availability for cryptocurrency and stuff, but it doesn't mean that you have to buy it from the government. That's the whole concept behind cryptocurrency, is not to have the government in your backyard.
And that's a good point about the zigzag thing. And I know we joke about it and all of that, but they really want you to be looking over here while they're over there doing their thing.
Yes.
And they really don't want you to pay attention and realize that Bitcoin is the greatest store of value of humanity. Okay, there's never been anything like this. It is, it's that powerful. It's got monetary applications. It's got military applications. It is a store of value that will be here way beyond our lifetime. But they don't want you to buy into that. They want you to buy into some sort of currency that's no different than what we already have.
Exactly.
That just, they can just print over and over and over and over again, that there is no definite amount. And they can debase a new currency and go through this whole thing for another 100 years.
Yes. So they want to do basically the same thing as we were talking before, like a scam.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And they want to give you the illusion that if you're buying the government cryptocurrency, it's all good.
You know, there's a couple things we want to touch on here today, and we'll see if we can get to both of them. And one is the ESG.
I was going to say, leads right into it.
Environmental social governance is what it means. And anybody who's a public employee who's going to be earning a public pension, you're going to want to pay attention to this, because the people who are managing those pension plans may not be looking after your monetary beneficial interest. They're going to be looking at environmental, social types of scenarios first, and not so much worry about your pocketbook. In other words, they're breaching their fiduciary responsibility to you by implementing what's called corporate fascism.
Yeah, and we're already seeing that, just not for the pensions, but we're seeing them using the ESG criteria for a lot of things. You know, and if you don't think it's happening, then look at like Facebook or whatever. If you go for a job and they say, oh, well, I saw you on Facebook, Chris, right. And right. you were at a protest, or you were supporting Donald Trump, and that's against how we feel. So,
yes,
you're not going to get you're not going to get the job, or you're cutting pay.
You got a demerit.
Yes. You don't get no gold star, okay?
Right.
You get to go to the corner. But you can already see them doing that, and they're doing it on all different levels.
Yes. Do you have the definition up in front of you? Do you want to read it? Do you want me to give it a stab here?
Are we talking about what are environmental?
What is ESG?
Yep. Let's see.
It's the Investopedia definition, and it's okay to use, but it's still.
I thought I had it right here.
Yeah.
But
do you want me to give it
a
read?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so environmental social governance, ESG criteria, are a set of standards for a company's behavior used by socially conscious investors to screen potential investments. So what does that mean when you say socially conscious investors?
If you think like me.
Yes. And how I feel.
Okay.
Right.
If you feel the way I feel, then we will say, that's maybe a good investment.
But to the firefighter out there that may not align with that investor's viewpoint, is having an investment made on their behalf that is not to their benefit directly, because there is now a socially conscious, a very subjective point of view put into the investment process,
mm-hmm.
and that should never exist. It should be about numbers, use case, what's the path forward for that investment. That is how pensions have always worked. That's how, when you monitor your own 401k, that's how you should be investing in your 401k, is where do you want your investment dollars to go? You have a say in that, because that is your long-term retirement.
It's supposed
money.
To be, yeah.
Yes.
And they're not doing that. And this is creating a lot of problems in that category.
Oh, big time.
You know?
It is...
Because that doesn't mean that you're going to get the rate of return. Just because I feel like you feel doesn't mean that I'm going to get 6% back on my investment like I'm supposed to get.
Yeah, so let's say, and regardless of how you feel, I mean, it's not like we're anti-clean air and clean water and all that. We
right.
definitely are, but we're also pragmatic to know that you just can't end one system and start a new one. You have to transition. So if we're going to be investing into, like, green technologies, let's say windmills, for instance, if the wind's not blowing, we're not generating electricity, and whatever does get stored, if you don't have a good storage system, that's all going to bleed off, which is where Bitcoin comes in. They actually use a lot of the bleed off from these ineffective systems, and we won't use other systems that have been proven much more beneficial, such as nuclear or hydrogen. But, you know, this is not an energy discussion, but the point of it is that these investors managing your pension plan are making decisions based on this type of nonsense.
Yeah.
So there's more to this definition.
There is.
So environmental criteria consider how a company safeguards the environment, including corporate policies addressing climate change, for example. Social criteria examine how it manages relationships with employees,
bingo,
suppliers, customers, and the communities where it operates. Governance deals with the company's leadership, executive pay, audits, internal controls, and shareholder rights. Makes me think about ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil was, they're very much into using, going green and reducing the carbon footprint. But what did they do because of ESG? They had three board members that were installed by the BlackRock people, which dramatically changed Exxon's forward-looking plans and actually changed very significantly how we're going to be able to produce energy down the road, and it's going to be hard on our economy.
Right.
We're going to feel recession even more.
Even more so. Which, you know, you brought up a good point about BlackRock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how it made the change, because if anybody knows anything about BlackRock, we know they're not our friend.
Right.
So with them being able to get on the board and having it cause the change within the company doesn't mean that that's on our best interest or the other shareholders.
Yes.
You know, they made the decision, and we can see it happening that they didn't take in consideration the shareholders.
Yes, and they also say ESG investing is sometimes referred to as sustainable investing, responsible investing, impact investing, or socially responsible investing. To assess a company based on ESG criteria, investors look at a broad range of behaviors and policies. Think about Tesla. Elon Musk comes out and he says, well, I think Bitcoin is a tremendous store of value, and we're going to start accepting Bitcoin.
Right.
Well, you get these climate change people that come out and say Bitcoin, mining bad, it's hard on the climate, it uses a lot of energy, without realizing what the Bitcoin community is actually doing to use bleed-off energy.
I was going to say they do, and it's not just with water or wind. They do gas.
They use flared gas.
Yeah, there's several different energy sources that they're taking the bleed off from and recycling it, so to speak, to use it to mine.
Yes. So, you know, if we bring it home here to Shasta County, you know, we've had some significant wildfires. There's a lot of people here that believe that we need to thin our forests. We need to clean up the grounds. We need to remove the fuels.
Right, yes.
But there's another faction out there that says, let it lie and let it die. You know, we're going to let it.
And let it burn. Let it burn.
Let it, you know, let Mother Nature do its thing. And so then we have these tremendous wildfires because of the fuels that are there, and then they call it climate change. No, this was a socially responsible, so to speak, decisions made a long time ago where you and I didn't get to have a say in that and say, you know what? I remember as a kid, our forest used to look really good. And you walk through and the pine needles were all cleaned up. The parks were really clean. They didn't have all of this overgrowth.
And I don't remember having huge wildfires back when we were kids. No. Every once in a while, yes. Right. But nothing like we've had in the last 10, 15 years here.
Yeah, my good buddy that we talk about a lot offline, you know, he's going to be 98, and he was born and raised up here, and he used to be, you know, one of the firefighters, you know, before Cal Fire, and he would be out there and fighting the wildfires, and he talks about them too, and they're not anything.
Right.
What they had back then was nothing like what we have now. These are extraordinary, almost, you know, could look like maybe they were purposely planted, you know, set fires. You never know. I don't want to go that far.
But
of a
back
stretch.
To, you know, we took care of our lands.
Right.
And now, because of whoever have made the decision that, you know, no, we don't need to do that. Just let it be.
Yes.
And look where we're at with that.
Oh, we got a comment here by Farmer John. Thank you so much. Understanding the differences in cryptocurrencies is huge, or you can just let the government help you understand. That is so true. John, thank you so much for that comment. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It almost reminds me, you know, because everybody knows I do taxes and I'm in that realm of taxes and bookkeeping and all that. You know, the saying is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. You know, that's always not a good sign. You probably don't want to answer the door if they're saying, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. You know?
Exactly. So did we happen to mention we're going to have a crypto trivia night here?
We did, but we probably should talk about it a little bit.
August 4th at 6 o'clock over at Dill's Deli. Yeah.
You know, I was out talking to people at the farmer's market and stuff about, you know, cryptocurrency and stuff. And I was really surprised. You know, it was about half and half.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited them, you know, for the crypto trivia. And I had some people that were interested. But it was nice to hear, you know, some people like, well, I don't know much. It's like, so? Go ahead. Come on out.
Right.
Enjoy the fun with us. Love to talk with you. Love to get to know you. You are our neighbors.
Yes.
So to speak.
Right.
It was nice to see them back at the farmer's market.
Yes.
Or getting back. We haven't really had that for a while, so let's start helping one another and educating each other on things.
You know, and Farmer John, yes, he's a farmer, real farmer, and he can attest to this. He speaks to this all the time about the farmers need to incorporate cryptocurrencies into either accepting them as payment or having them as a hedge against what the farmers have to go through. You know, that they often have to sell at wholesale prices but buy at retail prices. It's backward, right?
Right.
And it's very hard on farmers. And what we need to be doing is supporting our local farmers. We need to find some good farmers that we can work with, whether it's an animal farmer who can harvest cattle for you, chickens, whatever the case is, your produce farmer. Let's get familiar with them. Let's find out who our friends are and support them, and let's help them come along the crypto way as well.
Yeah, and that's back to trivia night. So come join us so that we can have fun and, you know, educate one another on things.
Right.
This is just the beginning. I saw that. He said, you know, ask him at the farmer's market if they have the Divi mobile app.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll definitely be talking about that as well, as there's so much advantage to having it. Well, that mobile app is just tremendous in and of itself, but the whole Divi project is special.
Right now, yeah, it is very special. And back to the farmers, you know, right now is a very hard time for our farmers here because of our water situation.
Water, the cost of diesel. I mean, farmers need diesel to run their farms.
Yeah.
You know, to dry crops. You know, to,
and they support a lot of people. So,
yes,
yep.
They do. Yes.
So it'll be this Thursday at Dill's Deli that we'll be there from 6 to 7:30.
Yep.
And come join us. Like I say, grab something to eat.
Yep, there's no charge to come in and play. It's free to play. But if you want to try to win a raffle, it's going to be a 50-50 take. So half of what is brought in the raffle will go to you. And also, whoever the winner is will get a guest invitation to come and join us here in the studio and spend an afternoon with us one day on the radio
show.
Yeah,
there you
go. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Farmers John's all, you know, buying food directly from the farmer, yeah. You know, this community is getting that way.
Yes.
We're pretty much with that.
Yeah, we bought our half of cattle, or I should say half of a steer, from a rancher in Los Molinos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did a fundraiser, actually for the water here.
Yeah.
And I bought, me and a friend went in and we purchased 100 pounds of hamburger.
And
we're going to re-gift it.
Oh, that's terrific.
To somebody. So there you go. From a local farmer, they said, well, I can give you 100 pounds of hamburger. It's like, great.
That's wonderful.
So yeah, we're going to re-gift it to some people out there that may need it.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left. You know, we did want to talk about, what are the BRICS nations and what is it that they're doing? Well, the BRICS nation is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And these nations are getting together to craft a new international reserve currency. And so can you imagine what that's going to be up against the United States reserve currency? You know, you can't see this here out in radio land, but when you're looking at the trillion global economy in one chart, it's $100 trillion global economy in one chart, and you line up these BRIC nations with the United States, they're on par. So this trading block is on par to match or even exceed the GDP of the United States. And there are other nations that are joining in with the BRICS nations because they just don't like the shenanigans that are going on here in the United States. This is the reason why they're making their own reserve currency.
Right. And, you know, this is really going to shake the tree, so to speak, because always before, they've all been pegged to us.
Right.
To the U.S. dollar.
Right.
And now they're totally taking themselves out of the equation.
Right.
So as far as the financial world, it's going to be, who knows?
We talked months ago about the effects of pumping a lot of money into the world economy.
Yes.
And what does that do to other countries? Well, this is the side effects of what happens when you pump all of the reserve currency throughout the world. It causes massive inflation to the countries that have to rely on this currency. And this is why they're coming back and saying, you know what, we're not going to play your game anymore because you pumped so much money in, we have incredible inflation here in this country. Look what's going on over in Britain right now. It's going on in all of these countries. So they've had enough. So you've got to look at the players here. You know, this may not be the most trustworthy group of people, but you have to take a look at how Saudi Arabia might be joining in on this. You've got, let's see, what other countries? I'm trying to scroll through this.
But
Turkey,
what is,
Egypt, so
right.
forth.
Mm-hmm. But going to Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, one thing I want to put in here, is they can bypass both those systems.
Yes.
And the people are doing that. And the people are actually seeing the benefit because they can purchase things where they couldn't do that before.
Right.
You know, we've talked about it many times.
What pushed Russia over the brink on this is when we tried to remove them from the SWIFT system.
Right.
So the workaround is that they gave the single finger bird salute and basically said, you know, we're going to do it our way. And they did it by pegging the ruble to gold. And why not get together with these countries that have fairly good size economies and create their own reserve currency? So it's going to be interesting. The demise of the dollar is happening.
Right. And again, I want to go back to the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is the people benefit, not the government
right.
from it.
Yes.
Even though the dollar's collapsing and things are moving
right.
and changing.
Yes.
The people can still benefit.
Right.
And keep the government out of it.
Exactly. And we want to back our legislators who support free and open cryptocurrencies. And
yes.
Not the central bank digital currencies.
Right. Not those regular.
Right.
Not those guys. Because what's the difference? We got them in our back pocket now. You know what I mean? We want them out of our pocket.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think we're just about to the end of the show. It's been a great talk once again. I hope everybody learned a little something, and hopefully we will see you on Thursday night.
Evening.
At Dill's Deli.
All right. Take care.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
This train is bound for glory, and there's plenty of room for all. Well, Satoshi Nakamoto, that's a name I love to say, and we don't know much about him.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.